Well, that certainly wasn't an issue now. The faded blue sign on the side of the road caught Rain's eye and caused her to loosen her grip on the steering wheel. The familiar gold letters that read, "Welcome to Lofty Pines," sent a fresh surge of comfort through her. Only a mile left to go before Rain would round the corner onto Birch Lane and exhale a sigh of relief. She removed her sunglasses and tossed them onto the passenger seat as the dense pines canopied the winding road, shading her view. Rain's shoulders relaxed and her breath slowed when she spotted the familiar hand-hewn logs with thick, white chinking that had stood the test of time. She often thought the rear side of the original cabin resembled a treehouse perched high above the lake. The logs had been cut from the very forest that had once covered the clearing. After removing the bark from the towering white pines, her great-grandfather, Lorenzo, had leveled the timber with his own hands, using an ancient tool from the Stone Age called an adze. The minor imperfections in the logs were now a glaringly beautiful reminder of his legacy to the house. Of course, upgrades and additions had come with subsequent generations, and now Rain wondered if her great-grandfather would be proud of how much that had changed over the years. The first sight of the family cabin caused her lips to curl into a genuine smile for the first time in a long, long while. She'd made it. Home. Rain turned the SUV onto the gravel driveway, kicking stones in her wake. The campfire scent was replaced with the smell of newly cut grass and the sound of a lawnmower humming in the distance. As she stepped from the car, she rolled her neck and stretched her hands high above her head to remove the kink from the four-hour nonstop drive, and then gathered her straight black hair into a ponytail. Relief came when she lifted the long strands away from her sweaty neck. She thought about applying suntan lotion, but thanks to her mother's Mediterranean heritage, her olive skin rarely burned. Instead, her skin would turn golden by summer's end. The kind of golden tan girls from her teen years used to envy. She dropped the thought of lotion and popped a fresh piece of mint gum into her mouth before ambling down the overgrown slope to greet the waterfront. Rain recalled how her family had always abandoned the packed car first thing and headed down to the lake before unloading. Seeing the water was proof that making the four-hour journey north had been worth it. She wasn't accustomed to long car rides anymore. In the city, she and Max had spent weekends on their feet. They often